Blues album for a minute. And I started to listen to it. And I was like, oh, hell no. I know this is not what everybody in Dead End Hip Hop was talking about. Check this out. This is hot.
Who was doing that? No one did that. No one told you that.
You didn't tell me it was tight?
Ken might have.
Okay.
Because he's only one person.
Yeah. Okay. Ken might have. Okay. Yeah. Ken might have. I definitely saw it in the comments. There's comments now on our, you know what I'm saying, webisode to check out Blue New York. New York. And the first time I listened to this shit, I thought I was in a Mario video game. I thought, I thought Bowser was about to come around the corner. I thought I was going to get a mushroom power up. I ain't know. But, surprisingly, once I got past the first six tracks, I was like, oh, okay. This is where the hip-hop went. Because the first part of this album, I can't fuck with it, man. At all. Disney, you know how C-Town always wants to separate stuff and make things into EPs? This was the perfect one. This was by far the most perfect time to chop exactly half the album and just take the bottom half of that and put it out there as an EP, and I would have been, yo, this shit is hot as fuck. But that first half, I can't fuck with that. Well, but okay, I'm exaggerating. I'm being FIFO. Yeah. But that first half, I can't fuck with that, man. I cannot. Hell no.
Ken, what's up? Why you want to pass the ball, B?
Why you passing the mic?
Because I'm assist, dog. I set motherfuckers up. Damn. Slam dunk. Drake
Blue didn't want to take off the first seven songs of the album. And he did, naturally that was, let me say this. What you heard is what he wanted to do. I mean, obviously, because he put it on the album, right? So the thing is, I saw an interview about him a while back where he's talking about those electro techno sounds that,
man,
you know, everybody.
That's video game music.
That's electro techno stuff. That's,
do you listen to it?
Like electro.
Yes, it is.
I'm with FIFA.
That's video game music.
That's no way it's video game.
I dated a fucking raver. Okay, that shit is not techno.
No.
Okay, it's not techno.
And it's not.
But it's definitely
electro.
Has some electronic elements.
Yes, electronic was a fucking bad Casio keyboard.
Yeah, Mario.
The same electronic.
But that's what he wanted
Metroid.
To do, though. All I'm saying is, I listen to it. I like it. I love the album. I think it's good, man. I think the first half is definitely challenging. Don't make that face. The first half.
The first half is challenging, but my ears are accustomed to listening to stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so weird and distorted. But I think it is definitely a tale of two halves. Because you take the first half of the album, it's talking about, I think if you kind of put it together, it's like, this is kind of what I want to do. You know, the dreams, the grandeur, the popping crystal or whatever. He's on a big label. That's kind of like his struggle. And then the second half is more or less the blue that I guess you, particularly Mike, would likes and appreciate. The Below the Heavens or maybe even Johnson & Johnson.
No.
It had more of the soulful sound which Blue is known for.
Here's the thing, man. I'm about to tell you the thing. And what I find really funny is Ken talking about, oh, my ears are accustomed to listening to the Far Out. Same guy was arguing with me last week about fucking Death Grips.
Oh, no, we're going to get to Death
Grips. But I'm just saying, man, get the fuck out of here.
No, you...
So, here's the thing with this album. If this album came out 2 weeks ago, it would have made my biggest disappointment list. Mm. Because, and it's not because it's horrible. It's not a horrible album.
No, it's not.
It's because Blue has, for the past, I don't know how many years, it's been in my top 10 MCs. I love Blue. I love everything he does, from his lo-fi shit to his overproduced stuff like Below the Heavens, you know, Her Favorite Color, you know, all that stuff. Even the Jesus, that was an instrumental album, so I really don't even really. No. But I'm saying, I'm talking about Blue as an MC.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate what he does. So when this album came out, I can't front. I was the first time, I was like FIFA. I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was really hoping that this wasn't what he was going to do, because I saw him live. And I remember telling y'all, I saw him live.
Yeah,
but no, I didn't. I'm going to tell you why. Because when I saw him live.
Talked about it.
Man. I'm going to tell you why.
Calm down,
because
kid.
I know. I don't know why Ken's trying to act like this is the best album ever. Like, get out of here.
Go ahead.
Okay. When I saw him live, I remember thinking this was one of the worst shows I've seen in a long time. And I really hate to say all this because I love Blue. I really hate to say all this, but it was because everything I heard was techno. It was bad techno. It doesn't even sound like what this album sounds. Will you let me finish? You are so bent on trying to argue right now that you're not even listening. You pulling a FIFO.
Calm down, Office Ken.
I know.
Office Ken.
Put the dollar in there,
B,
while I'm talking.
Go ahead.
So, the stuff that I heard live was breakbeats, was more techno-ish sounding. This album is extremely choppy. It's broken. There's not much melody. Now, that being said, I can appreciate what he's doing because I like when people push the envelope with hip-hop. I love that. When you take hip-hop and you say, you know what, it doesn't have to sound like this. We're going to break the fucking mold. We're going to push the envelope as far as we can. I love when people do that. It's just, to me, the production did not fit Blue style. To me. When I put the album on, I couldn't get past the production enough to really even enjoy his lyrics.
You know what?
That production don't fit nobody's style.
No,
that first
album. I don't want to. Hold on. I don't want to just dog the album out.
You guys,
don't try to put this on some Me and FIFO versus Ken bullshit. That's not what it is. So don't try that.
The
first track is incredible to me. The first track I thought was great. Okay. The second track was horrible. Everything Is Okay was horrible. As the album moves on, it goes from here to here to here, back to here, back to here, back to here, back to here to me. It's not consistent. It goes from okay to horrible, to okay to horrible, to pretty good to horrible.
How is this not consistent when the sound evolves throughout the whole album?
It goes from the first track, which is this really cool production that you don't really expect to hear. Then it goes to the bad video game music. Then it goes to something a little bit closer to the first track. Then you get to Slang Bangers. And just like Raphael said, just like FIFO said, it sounds like Mario's got a fucking mushroom. Then it goes back into the bad electro music. Then it goes to nice soulful songs. Then even when you get to the Exile produced track, Tags, it's not very good. I'm sorry, the album to me was not very good, but at the same time, I can still appreciate it for what it is. It's just I can't personally listen to it. If somebody else made it, I might like it a little bit more, but the fact is, I like Blue as a lyricist. I cannot get past the production to really enjoy Blue. When it gets to the Sunshine track, I was like, okay, this is actually really good. The Blue that we you know, have grown to love. Then you have tracks like Hours, where it's just like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Yo, C-Town.
What you think, baby?
Yeah.
Did y'all like, what was that, the Summertime, Winter?
Right, Summertime.
That was tight.
That was a great track.
That was tight.
That's when the album started to change. That's when the album went to a little bit more of the soulful
again.
Part.
It goes from soulful right back to the other shit.
You didn't like it either?
It was alright. It was cool.
That's basically where I'm at, too. It was all right.
The beginning track, and I don't mean to throw the producers out there, but the reason why I liked it because it was produced by Flying Lotus.
Flying Lotus did a lot of the back.
But I mean, that first one stood out a lot. I liked that one.
The first track was dope.
Yeah, the first track was dope. So I'm like, oh yeah, Flying Lotus, this shit is nice because I'm a big fan of his. But yeah, track 8. Through like 15, it was just like up and down and up and down, man. That shit, I was like, what the hell is this, man? And I'm not saying I wasn't listening to the album to expect to hear Below the Heavens or nothing like that. I wasn't expecting that, Ken. Look, you looking mad. Office Ken.
The thing is, this whole sound of this album is completely different from what Blue has done.
Did you hear Brass Knuckles?
Yes.
And you thought this was that far different?
Yeah, I was.
It wasn't that far different than Crass Knox.
Because really I have it right here.
That's great. But you should listen to it again. It wasn't that far different. The only issue was his style did not fit this production. The album didn't even sound finished to me.
See, here's the thing I don't understand. Granted, I understand you saying you appreciate what he's trying to do. It for you just didn't work.
So what are you missing?
What I am missing is the fact that it seems like we always want people to go places to try and do new things. But yeah, sometimes now all of a sudden we're going to rip this guy apart because
Who's
he did that.
What review is Ken listening to?
Look.
You're confused. Nobody's saying that. No one's ripping him apart.
And I said I wasn't expecting to hear
What's wrong with it? Because it's not soulful. Because he's not sampling the Dells or the Dramatics or the main ingredient.
Ken, you're taking a detour right now.
Very much.
Like you just went back on 85. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We're still on 20.
Yeah, we're still on 20. Look, for me, the first half of the album was not. It didn't sound good. I'm not saying that he needs to go out here and get a Kanye West sample. I'm not saying that he needs to be soulful throughout the thing. Like T-Town says, I like when artists try to push the envelope. Reason why I like Sebastian Policies. But at the same time, you know when it sounds good and you know when it doesn't. If he thought it sounded good, then he thought it sounded good. I don't think it didn't sound good. It's cool to try to push, but it didn't sound good.
So you thought the whole album as a whole was good?
I thought as a collective piece of work, it was very well put together. I think the album evolved.
Right, it's a tale of two halves.
It's not right, because right, the second half, second half, half it was going different. Up and down. What are you talking? Did you listen to the album? Maybe you got the tracks in out of order.
Time. No, it's
maybe
not out of order.
Out of order. It's not because out of the second order. Half was
right when it got to the track with the summer, whatever, the spring song. Right when it got to that, the album became a little bit more soulful.
There was still some tracks after that was like, what the fuck is this?
Like, you know what? I don't feel like what the fuck.
I'm only played by the wows. Like, you're really surprised. Like, get out of here, Ken.
So you didn't hear the different. You didn't hear the wacky tracks.
It wasn't as out there as the first. Seven.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't.
It went from the second half is completely different to now it wasn't as.
No,
out there.
I'm talking about what he said.
I agree. It was up and down.
And I'm disagreeing with that. I'm saying it's not as out there as you guys make it seem.
I wish what we could do is we could sit here with speakers and play shit. Tracks. Yeah. Okay. So, spring, winter, summer, fall. Is here, right? Then you got Down Earth. That was a soulful track. Ronald Morgan was a soulful track. Even though Enan destroyed that track, but that was a soulful track.
The album mellowed out, and that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so even if the album did mellow out, that doesn't negate the fact that the first half was written for Nintendo.
Right.
I'm not saying this to tell people not to buy the album. If you like experimental hip hop, definitely buy this. Definitely buy this. It's just for me, it didn't really work that way.
Ronald Reagan.
How come a minute ago when I said Ronald Morgan, Ken and all was talking about, when he looks at his iPod, then he knows
because
where
to hit him. I told you, I had it right here. Let me pull it up. Man, I wish we did have speakers, man. This album is way more jazzy and soulful towards the second end of the album.
What are you guys listening to?
It is more so than the first half.
But not enough to negate the first half.
No.
I agree with him.
No. One of you just said that the album still goes through the peak and valley techno thing. It does not. I just listened.
No, you're the only one that's a techno.
I just listened.
You're the only one that's a techno.
And I took it back. I said electronic. Well, whatever. Somebody said it went up and down.
Let's get it right.
What did I just say? I said somebody said it went up and down.
So you just took Raphael's place of not listening and wanting to argue. What he said was the production still goes back and forth, up and down.
Somebody said it was way out there, though. Did somebody else?
You said it was not as out there. That's what you said.
I said the second half was not as out there as the first half. I said that. And you guys are making it seem like the second half and some of the tracks in the second half of the album.
We said.
No.
Let's get it right, Ken.
Whatever. Said, seen, however.
Exactly.
The interpretation is that the second half of this album is way more out there as the first half. Has all those electronica sound.
No one said that. Okay. What we said.
What about the second half then?
The second half is not consistent, just like the first
half.
But
it did mellow out.
I told you that the entire album was inconsistent. You said, who's inconsistent?
And I
said the second half was all soulful. I said it's not all soulful. I said that the second half still goes up and down. It's not all soulful.
And I want to know where it went up and down. Because it still, it may not be as soulful, but it still has the jazzy type elements to it. It has some of the soul tracks there. It has some hip-hop tracks. What I did say is that it mellowed out, and I said it was a tale of two halves.
No one argued with you that it didn't mellow out.
You guys are arguing with me right now.
You know, you're trying to make it seem like the first half is all this crazy out there shit. The second half is not. That's what you said.
I said the first half was crazy.
Right.
First half was crazy. I think everybody kind of agreed with
it. No, we didn't. You're not listening.
So you're not saying the first half isn't crazy?
That's a direct question. All right, come on.
The first half is crazy. The second half is crazy. The entire album is in fucking consistent. Do you know what I'm saying now?
No.
It's inconsistent. There is not a consistent theme to this
you
album.
Think, you don't think so?
No,
Ken?
Of course not. I don't think so.
So you,
I
you, so, so you think it's consistent then?
No, it's a tale of two halves. It's like it's broken in pieces.
Okay,
why
so
do you think the sounds
this?
Are so,
so
different?
So you're saying the first half is one way and the second half is a completely different way.
Yeah,
that's what I disagreed with you about. I said the second half was not completely different from the first half. Because you
How
have
do you
because
not
you have
hear the difference, Mike.
Whoa, whoa. Because whoa. You have the crazy, the dope ass first track that's not electro, not bad. It's
and,
a dope track.
And that
then you get to the second
around.
Track. Yes, you get to the second track that yeah. is video game-ish. You get to the third track that goes back to okay, this is a dope album. You get to the fourth, fifth track, you go back to it being not so good. You get to the second half. It does the same fucking thing. Wait, the album is not consistent. How are you confused? You're trying,
because I
you're
said
trying,
it's
no,
a
you're trying to
two
make
half.
It to where one person
no.
is fighting three. You're trying to
no,
focus all
no,
the same
no.
thing. If you want to argue okay. Raphael, argue Raphael. You can't argue my fucking point. The album is inconsistent. That's all I'm saying.
And the question was, the first half has the electronic sound.
Wrong.
Mike,
wrong.
You just agreed
the first
with me at the beginning
half
of the interview.
More of those sounds than the second half. The first half is
so
not
how
all electronic. Just like I said 100 fucking times, but you're not listening. The first
no, you're
song
trying to extract
is not
bits and pieces
like
of this.
Song.
You can break
that's
it down by
thing,
no, you can break it down
consistent.
By song to song and say this
exactly.
sounds like a electronic. This
exactly.
sounds like a electronic. But
that's
what I'm saying is, as a
halves.
Whole, a half this first half
no.
of this album as the electronic
all,
song that you just said. Now you want to say you want to take out the bits and pieces to be your
exactly.
consistent. Oh well, this was electronic. This isn't. This electronic. This is electronic.
Exactly.
But whether or not
exactly.
the first half has
what
more,
is
no, the first half has more electronic sounds. The, more electronic sounds than the second half. The second half was more jazzy and had more soulful elements. The tale of two halves, which is what I've been saying. Which is what I have been saying.
But the point is that the album is still inconsistent, though, Ken.
Because you have jazz and you have video games.
Because you got some
jazz
to it,
bro. Video game.
Jazz.
Video game.
I think Ken really wants to be on his own side and try to argue us like we're all making the same point.
Yeah, we're not.
I think Ken knows we're not making the same point. He just wants to argue.
No, you're saying it's inconsistent minus the electronic stuff that you agreed to with
like
him.
I said,
and he said, and he said the first half was this, which is the techno
really
poppy stuff, and then the second half is this, which kind of agrees with what I was saying.
Because he's not making.
But the album goes from those electronical type sounds all the way. If you listen to it, it's an evolution in
the
music.
The album.
Not you. If you listen to it, not you.
One,
not
two,
you.
Two,
not
from three
Mike
to four,
C-Town.
From five
if you
to
listen
six.
To it, if you listen to it, because you say it's inconsistent, it makes a hell of a whole lot of sense. But to FIFO, if you listen to it, if you listen to the sound, the music in that damn album, you will hear how it evolves throughout the album. And then it opens with the track you were talking about, and it closes with the same track.
What I'm saying is the entire album as a whole did not sound like a complete piece of work. It sounded like Blue did not properly finish the album. It was almost like the album was rushed. The vocals were too low in the mix. They sounded muddy and grainy. The production itself didn't sound clean. Then you had songs that sounded like Nintendo. You had Slang Bangers sounded like fucking Nintendo. You had Everything Is Okay that sounded like bad breakbeat Nintendo. Then you had other tracks throughout that I can't name because I don't have my iPod in front of me, which I can get if I need to, that sounded like that too. Then you had other tracks that did sound like the more traditional mainframe style Blue that was from the Johnson & Johnson album.
Was that more
you
on
had,
the second half of the album?
No, that was on the first part of the album. The first song sounded like it could have been produced by Mainframe, which if you disagree with that, you didn't hear
no,
Johnson
no, no,
Johnson.
No, no,
okay,
no,
then
no,
the,
I have
you were,
Johnson,
you were
here.
I'm glad you had
no,
that.
When
that's wonderful.
You said first track.
Sounded
so, okay.
like it could have been produced by Mainframe. I actually thought, it might have been. I didn't really check the producer list. The first track sounded like something from Johnson & Johnson. I was like, this is great. The second track sounded like nothing I've ever heard from Blue, which was why I did not really care for it. The third track, once again, goes back towards the more Mainframe-ish sound, maybe with a mixture of the Crass Knuckles sound. Now, the reason a lot of people didn't like Crass Knuckles is because it did have a lot of those weird breakbeat sounds in it. So, yes, when I get to 4, 5, and 6, I was just like, okay, I'm not really feeling like I'm listening to an album. I'm feeling like I'm listening to a compilation. The album didn't sound whole to me. It sounded inconsistent. That's where that word comes in that you, for some bizarre reason, have a problem with.
Because I think you're listening to it wrong, Mike.
Okay, that's fine.
I think you are.
You can judge how I'm listening to it.
I think you are.
When my taste for indie hip-hop and electronic hip-hop and experimental hip-hop is far beyond yours, but you're telling me that I'm listening to it wrong.
Yeah, I am.
Then you're crazy.
Yeah, I am.
Then you're crazy.
Yeah,
you're,
I am.
Okay,
I
then
am.
You're listening to it wrong. I mean, who tells somebody that? Because I think there's
no way you cannot pick out that the first half of the album was vastly different than the second half.
The album is in fucking.
Okay, you can go back to that argument over and over.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't understand what you're confused about.
Just saying the same shit, but y'all
No, we're not. First of all, I'm not insulting Ken and how he listens to music. For some dumbass reason, Ken thinks that he can insult me and how I listen to
it. How did I insult you?
You just told me I'm listening to it wrong. That's stupid. First of all, that's pretentious as shit. Which you have no right to be pretentious when it comes to that shit. So you're being pretentious, and now you're being ignorant. You cannot sit here and tell me that when you guys told me you didn't like Death Grips? Did I tell you you're listening to it wrong? No! I said I understand why you don't like it, and that's cool. But you're gonna sit here and try to tell me I'm listening to something wrong? Get the fuck out of here. Don't tell me I'm listening to something wrong. I think you hear inconsistencies
when you don't hear that the first half of the album sounds very, very close together in the way the tracks are produced.
You're the only one here that knows anything about music. All of us are stupid. You're right. The album is not inconsistent. It's a tale of two halves. We're all fucking idiots. Great. Perfect. We can end it there.